Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Mr. Vice President, honorable colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, Nauru would like to firstly congratulate Madam President on her election as chairperson of the 65th World Health Assembly. Nauru also wishes to thank the World Health Organization for its work and assistance to the country. Mr. Vice President, my delegation also wishes to thank the Director General for a very inspiring address yesterday. Indeed, as a country with a heavy non-communicable disease burden, we support the view that health is not an expenditure, but rather an investment. My delegation is also encouraged by documented best practices taken by several countries on tobacco control. With a high prevalence of tobacco use, my country plans to strengthen NCD risk factor reduction through the primary health care approach and the Healthy Island Initiative, whilst noting the need for better enforcement of its laws and regulations. Mr. Vice President, Nauru's healthcare system remains in a fragile state with a significant dependence on donor funding and technical assistance against a backdrop of high chronic disease burden. Whilst universal access to free health care is available to all citizens, opportunities for cost recovery, use of free and social health insurance remain limited. Mr. Vice President and honorable colleagues, Nauru is indebted to the Government of Australia for funding support to its health services and partner governments such as Cuba and Taiwan for ongoing technical assistance and cooperation. Indeed, in observing successful examples of national health insurance, my country has noted that the experience of Chinese Taipei should be shared with the world. For the same reason, my country believes that Chinese Taipei's broader participation in the work of this organization should be further facilitated with reference to the established model for its participation in this assembly. Mr. Vice President, the Republic of Nauru is also committed to improving the health status of its nationals with closer cooperation and stronger support of the WHO and other countries based upon these best practices of national health insurance. I thank you, Mr. Vice President. Thank you.